Welcome back to the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Tuesday afternoon. And we were just chatting off the air. Charlene Nelson from Castleton, rural Castleton, has stopped in the studio kindly. Nice of her to do that. We're going to talk about some property taxes. But we're chuckling, Charlene, because we're talking about it's the time of the year when people hook chains or tow ropes to other cars to help pull them out. Sometimes bumpers get ripped off, and it sounds like that's happened to maybe some people you know.
We had names, no names mentioned.
No names mentioned, your sons. But I was saying that the times in the last few years when I've come across somebody, and I have a pickup truck, and so I'm willing to stop and help pull somebody out of a snowdrift or a ditch or whatever, right, if it's not in a too dangerous a situation for all of us. But I'll pull up my pickup, and I'll attach the tow rope to the hooks in the front of my pickup, and I'll hand the rope to the other person who has the car, and I'll say, you put it on where you want to put it on. Because if you put it on the bumper and I rip your bumper off, then that's not my fault, right? And they'll always say, well, fine. So but it all works out in the end. I'm happy to help. I just don't want to rip anybody's bumper off and get in trouble. Charlene was kind enough, as I said, to stop by because I was reading through the Bismarck Tribune, I think it was, Charlene, and it sounds like the whole Measure 2, the empower the taxpayer thing that you and I talked about a million times, in the 2012 elections, it sounds like it might get off the ground again. Are you guys going to get this thing going again? Or are you going to jump in your car and drive 48 million miles again across the state trying to get this thing going?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to be driving 48 million miles again. That was the first prerequisite. My husband said, don't you dare.
Did he buy you a plane or something? Or how are you going to get there?
No, what we plan to do if Measure 2 comes back, property tax measure, because we don't know what number it's going to be.
Right, yeah, you're right.
But if a property tax measure does come back, it will be because there are going to be hundreds of people working to promote this thing, not just a few dozen like we did in 2012. And so what we've done is we've set up, on our website, a little button that says get involved. We ask people, if you want to see this come back, you need to go click get involved. And when we say get involved, it's not like, yeah, you got my vote. We mean these are people who are going to be getting, 50 or 100 signatures, who are willing to donate money and are serious about seeing this measure another property tax measure move forward.
Okay, first of all, what's your website if people want to go check it out, get it out there?
It's empowerthetaxpayer.com.
Okay, that's easy. Second of all, how many people are you talking about? How many people do you need to sign up or register at your website where you can kind of go, okay, now we've got something here?
Our threshold is 500.
Okay.
And
you are at where?
We're making good progress. I'm not going to say where.
Okay. And the other part of it is you said it, it's fine to sign up on a website.
Right.
It's fine to even volunteer and go get signatures, but you also need people to write checks or give credit card numbers or whatever, however they want to donate. So how much money do you need to get this thing going?
Our threshold is $100,000.
$100,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you making progress toward that?
And that's the thing that's been really, really amazing to me is not only the amount of donations we've received, but the number of people who are donating. It's clear to me that this issue is not going away. This is going to be staying on the front burner for a while longer.
Well, and it's a rhetorical question I'm going to ask you because I know the answers because I've talked about them some already on this program, but why? And I can I take a shot at them? Let me just guess, okay? Why? Why would the property tax measure come up again? Why would people be getting involved? Number one, the legislature and the politicians and the bosses of the state of North Dakota didn't follow through on their promises to reform property tax after the last time you guys got this
point
thing
one.
Going. Number two, the deal in Grand Forks, right? The whole, that was a property tax school issue.
Right.
Who's accountable, who's not accountable, that whole thing.
Right. Well, and Grand Forks is not an anomaly. It's happened in every single town and even small little towns, Page and Hope and little tiny towns all around the state are doing the exact same thing that Grand Forks did.
And the third one's easy, and maybe there's more, but the third one is easy because it just happened recently, is Governor Dalrymple's property tax task force, which many people of all political stripes are going, what?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's the third one, right?
I think that one truly showed their hand. It showed their hand and showed exactly what they mean when they say property tax reform. And what they mean is status quo.
And that's, I think that was proven by the legislature, wasn't it?
I mean, that's what. Yeah.
Even I, and you know, Charlene, you and I have been honest. I don't agree with eliminating property taxes, and that's fine. I like what you guys, your passion and what you're trying to get done here. But even I could look at what happened in North Dakota and go, well, this whole thing's going to come up again because they're not doing what they said.
Well, not only did they not do what they said, but they actually made it worse with the buy downs and the handouts that they you know sent down to local, you know, to be spent locally and not putting it back in the hands of the taxpayers. By doing that, they actually made the problem worse, which we told them at the time. You know, what you've done for the last two bienniums made things worse. Don't do it again. Well, they did it again. So.
Charlene Nelson of Empower the Taxpayer, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. I should open up the phone lines if people have questions or want to chat with Charlene. I'm sure she'd be glad to take phone calls. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. So how much time are you giving yourself here? And when will you know whether you're going to be able to get this on the ballot in 2014? It's less than a year away,
the
elections.
I'm not pushing for it for 2014, but I would like to see it happen in 2014 if it can.
Okay.
Obviously, our deadline for 2014 would be midsummer, June. I would say the 1st of June, we would have to know for sure if this was going off or not.
And how many signatures would you need to remind me? We went through this so much.
Yeah, we need about 29,000.
And you had no problem last time. Correct?
No, we got it in. Yeah. Even with the last minute surcharge that they added, we were shooting for, I think 25 was the threshold, but then at the last minute, the Attorney General said, no, you need 27 and change. And we came up with nearly 30.
So. And last time you did this a lot on your own, right? I mean, and the reason I bring it up is because we had the petition fraud thing with the with the conservation measure where it was hired out and that involved some NDSU football players and that didn't work out so well for anybody. But you mostly, I think, went around to every corner of the state and got signatures and got it done, right?
Yeah, we had dozens of volunteers working on this.
I just picture you in a car just driving every day. That's I applaud you. You were everywhere. It just seemed you were everywhere. Let's take a phone call. Darren in Fargo. Darren, you're on KFGO with Charlene Nelson. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I wanted to ask her about if she could comment about the local control issue that station and all the other media outlets seem to hammer over and over and kind of fearmonger about is that communities would lose their local control. And could she please elaborate on how that is untrue or can be circumvented?
Yeah. And I think fearmongering is a good word that you used because the fact is right now, as it stands right now, there is no local control. And with this last buy down that the legislature did, we lost almost every last shred of local control that we might have even pretended that we had. The fact is that the state tells local governments how many mills they can assess and how they can spend those mills. If you want to spend more, for example, there's a sales tax that was issued for in Fargo to pay for the library. Why? Because Fargo had already met the threshold of how much they could spend from property tax on the library. So they want to spend more than the state would allow, so that's why you have this sales tax for the library.
But indulge me, because I'm not very smart, but in the case of the Fargo Library, that was voted upon by the citizens, right?
Oh,
and it passed, and people said, yeah, let's build a library.
Exactly, and that's what we call local control. The state said, you can't spend this money out of property tax. Fargo said, we want to build a nice library. And the Fargo voters said, yes, we want it. And here's how we're going to do it. That is true local control. Letting the state decide how many mills gets to go to a library is not.
Okay, I see. No, I see. Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
237-5948, 800-880-5346 are our phone numbers. And indulge us again. And again, we talked about this a million times in 2012. But so if in Charlene's world this happens and property tax is eliminated, then how do we pay for things locally when there's no property tax collected locally? It would all have to come out of Bismarck. And that's what Al Carlson was saying this morning on Joel's show was, well, we'd we'd be the world's largest, what do you say, board of directors, because we'd be, you know, handing out money to local entities.
Excuse me. Yeah. Well, first of all, let's go to where the bulk of the property tax goes, and that's public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the state constitution mandates that the state, and this is Section 8 of the Constitution, go read it, that the state shall provide a free and equal education to all students in North Dakota. They're not doing that right now. Who's paying for that? Not the state, but we are, the property taxpayers. Mm-hmm. Then the state in Section 9, the Constitution Section 9, set up a funding mechanism to pay for those schools. And it's called the School Land Trust Fund. And today the School Land Trust Fund has around $3 billion in it. Now ask me, how much of that $3 billion is being spent on education?
How much of that $3 billion is being spent on education, Charlene?
Not a dime.
Okay.
Not a dime. Some of it is being given to school districts in the form of loans, but it has to be repaid. Right now, that's, and instead, what they've done is they've diverted about $1 billion over to what's called the Strategic Investment and Improvement Fund. And that is basically a slush fund for special interests. So rather than funding what the Constitution mandates them to do, which is the schools, they're spending it on special interest projects and telling local property owners, you have to tax yourself. You have to pay for the schools that the state refuses to pay for.
So then you want to see local schools funded out of that fund?
Because
what worries me, and when you talk about getting rid of property tax and you talk about a free and equal public education, it worries me that one of your goals here is to say, you know what? Nope, I like homeschooling, or I like private schools, or I want to get rid of public education. Right. Is that your end game here?
Not
Do you want to
all.
See public education go away?
No, not at all. And again, if you look at how the state constitution is worded, I approve of the state constitution. It says that an educated populace is essential to the well-being of our state. I could not agree more. And that's why the state set up this school land trust fund way back 100 years mm-hmm. or more ago. And Our forefathers who established this, they were wise. They knew what they were doing when they set this up. Unfortunately, in recent decades, our leaders have decided there are better ways to get money, and it's not from what the Constitution established.
237-5948-888. Just a few minutes left in this half hour of the Mike McFeely Show on a Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday, December 17th, 2013. Charlene Nelson, Empower the Taxpayer. She is in studio. She's looking for support, and she had some of it last time around. She wants more this time, and not just Charlene. It's a whole group of people who are doing this. But her website is empowerthetaxpayer.com. They would like you to go there and sign up and register, and if you can spare it, put some pen to paper and sign it with your last name with lots of zeros on it to help fund this whole deal. Email comes in, Charlene, and it goes into perfectly what you and I were just talking about off the air. And the question I asked you was, if you only get 29% or thereabouts last time around, how do you possibly make that up in an election or two? It's a daunting task.
Right.
And the answer you gave me, though, goes exactly to this email. It says, Mike, I am paying my real estate taxes as I listen to your show today, and I'm comparing my taxes with last year's. They have gone up almost 12.5% after the 12% state discount. It is obvious the state did nothing last time. I will vote for the elimination of property taxes this time on the ballot. I did not vote for it last time. Whenever they say they are lowering property taxes, all they do is raise the tax value to raise them without raising the mill levy.
Great.
Sincerely, Brian. And that's exactly what we're talking about off
yes.
the air.
Thank you, Brian. And that's exactly what we're seeing. The emails, the phone calls that I'm getting, the people who are attending our meetings are all saying exactly what Brian said.
I'm going to take a phone call for you. Bud in Fargo. Bud, you are on the Mike McFeely Show with Charlene Nelson. Go ahead.
Charlene, what's going to help with the unequal, the proration of these taxes? In Fargo, about half the people pay property taxes. The other half don't on properties. Wouldn't it be fair at least somebody pays minimal taxes if we're all going to pay a property tax?
Well, actually, there was a bill introduced that addressed that very issue, that those who are exempt at least pay something to cover fire and police protection and the lights that are outside their business or whatever. That was defeated. In fact, we're in the process right now of updating our website with an analysis of all the bills that were defeated, the reform bills that were defeated in the 2013 session, so that you can see exactly who are the ones who are voting against reform, against equalizing tax, like you just mentioned.
I'm going to take another phone call. Good phone call, bud. Tom in Fargo. Tom, you are on the Mike McFeely Show with Charlene Nelson. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, I'm usually one that kind of supportive somewhat for taxes because I realize that we have to pay for certain stuff. But I think that things have gotten a little crazy lately, and I think everybody's kind of got, you know, using the taxes like their pet pee. You know what I mean? They could take it and use it for what they want to, like the government does. Whatever they want to build, the schools, whatever they want to build, the, you know, the city wants something, they just raise your property tax or they raise your sales tax. So what I'd like to see done is a 15% cut on all taxes, period, all taxes, across the board, on state, on federal. I would like to see it on sales tax, on income tax, and on property tax.
Okay.
Because
we need to send
a message that someone's got to hold the line, and you can't just keep raising taxes because you want something.
Tom, thanks very much for the phone call. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I have like less than a minute left. If you just do an across-the-board 15% cut, though, you still have to pay for things. And that's always if you just go, whoosh, we're cutting things off, you still need to plow the streets and still need to heat the schools and everything else. It's a problematic situation.
It is. And the problem is, you know, this continual increase where there's expected that this is going to grow. Property taxes have gone up anywhere from 3 to 10 times faster than people's income.
And Charlene, I apologize. We're out of time. We'll have lots of time to talk about this. Sure. You always seem to get the phone lines going and people's passions in flames. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You bet. EmpowerTheTaxpayer.com. She wants your help. I disagree with Charlene, but we can have a good, fair conversation about it. She's welcome back anytime.